B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Beitza Daf Yotes. We're going to start from the Mishnah in the middle of the Omud. And this Mishnah, just before we start learning it inside, let's just have a basic introduction of what we're going to be discussing. We've learned that even though on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, one's not allowed to do any of the Lamates Melochis, any of the 39 main activities which we know are also on Shabbos, we learned about them in Maseches Shabbos. On Yom Tov, some of them are osa, some of them are muta. The basic rule is that oichel nefesh, something that you need to be able to eat and use on Yom Tov, then not all the lamates melachos, but some of the lamates melachos are allowed, provided that it's for Yom Tov itself, not for after Yom Tov. If the day after Yom Tov happens to be Shabbos and you want to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that's something that's been discussed already regarding Erev Tavshilin. What happens when it comes to bringing korbonos in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov? So on Chol HaMoed, there's no restrictions. You can do melachos on Chol HaMoed. Well, I would say almost no restrictions, and the only restriction we're going to learn about is that a korban toidah, which is partially chometz, cannot be brought on Pesach because it's chometz. And besides that, there's no restrictions on Chol HaMoed. What's with Yom Tov proper? So we know, and we've learned about this previously in Shas, that the korban tomid that's brought every day, twice, the korban musafin, they override Shabbos, they override Yom Tov, they are brought every day. However, besides for that, there's other types of korbanis. For example, there's korban oila, where every Yom Tov, every person has to bring an oila sura'iya. He's got to come to the Beis HaMikdash, he mustn't come empty-handed, he's got to bring a korban oila. A korban oila is completely put on the mizbeach. The owner receives nothing from it. There's nothing to eat from it. There's nothing to be gained and consumed by the owners of the korban oila at all. So bringing that on Yom Tov would be an issue, because bringing the korban is shchita. Shchita would be considered and is normally considered a melacha. And are you allowed to shecht an animal when you have no benefit on Yom Tov? That's going to be a discussion whether oiloi sura'iya are allowed to be brought on Yom Tov itself or just on Chol HaMoed. There's another type of korban oila, which is an oilas nedova. If somebody just volunteers to bring a korban oila, he commits himself to bring a korban oila. An oilas nedova, it's also an oila, and also no part of it is eaten by the owner, by the person who's bringing the korban. The only difference between an oilas nedova and the oilas sura'iya is that the oilas nedova has nothing to do with the Yom Tov at all. However, oilas sura'iya is certainly associated to the Yom Tov, because it's the Yom Tov that requires us to come to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And that's when we bring the oilas sura'iya. But even though it's associated to the Yom Tov, it could be brought on Chol HaMoed. Is it allowed to be brought on Yom Tov proper, when on the Yom Tov proper you're not going to be able to eat it? We're going to see that's going to be machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai will be stringent, Beis Hillel will be lenient with that. That's as far as the oilos are concerned. What about the korban shlomim? Korban shlomim is a korban that the owners do eat part of the korban. So there it would certainly seem to be easier to understand and entertain the idea of being able to bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov proper, because I can eat it. But here too, there are two different types of shlomim. There's a shlomim that's got no connection to Yom Tov at all. It's called shalmei nedova. Somebody commits himself to bring a korban shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, nothing to do with the Yom Tov. Are you allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov or not? And we're going to see that almost all opinions hold that you're not allowed to. Then you've got another type of shlomim, and these are shlomims that are associated to Yom Tov, and there's two of them. There's the korban chagiga, and there's the shalmei simcha. Korban chagiga, every person must bring. The shalmei simcha just means that every day of Yom Tov you have to eat from the meat of korbonos. But which korbonos? If you have other korbonos that you bring, then we're going to learn about that. But if you have other korbonos, b'choyer, or whichever other korbonos they might be, then that would be enough. You do not need to bring shalmei simcha unless you don't have meat with which to be besimcha with on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. The question is one allowed to bring a chagiga, which is a shlomim, and the shalmei simcha is one allowed to bring those, offer those onto the Mizbeach on Yom Tov proper? And we're going to see that that's going to be the discussion of this Mishnah and the coming Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah inside. And just before we see inside, there's one added detail that's going to pop up here and there, and that is that when one brings some of the korbonis, then there's a chiyuv to do smicha, to lean on the animal. And we know that it's an ism derabonon, you're not allowed to lean on an animal, you're not allowed to use or lean on an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The question is that those korbonis that you have to lean on before bringing them, what do we do with that? If we were we to bring the korban on Yom Tov, what would we do with the smicha, with the leaning? Says the Mishnah, b'shama umrim b'shama maintain mevi'im, and we're talking about on Yom Tov proper, mevi'im shlomim, you're allowed to bring a korban shlomim. Ve'ein se'imchin alem, but you do not do the smicha, you do not lean on it on Yom Tov. That means you can bring it, but when would you do the smicha? Before Yom Tov. The day before Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, you'll do the smicha, and on Yom Tov proper, says Beis Shammai, that you can shecht the korban shlomim. And the Mishnah doesn't specify which korban shlomim we're talking about. We're going to see that in the Gemara. Are we talking about shalmei nedava, or are we talking about the shlomim, which is Yom Tov related, namely the chagiga and the shalmei simcha? Avloi oilois, Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to bring an offer up in korban oila on Yom Tov. B'shelil argue and say, Mevi'im shlomim, not only can you bring the korban shlomim v'oilois, you can also bring a korban oila v'seimchin aleim. You can bring the korban oila, that means where Beis Shammai said you cannot bring a korban oila, Beis Hillel said you can bring a korban oila. Where Beis Shammai said you cannot do the smicha on the shlomim on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel said you can. V'seimchin aleim. Omar Ula. Ula is now going to explain to us in a little bit more detail the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machlokes b'shalmei chagiga. This that we saw, there was a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether you can, regarding the shlomim, that we saw in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai say, mevi'im shlomim ve'ein seimchin aleihen, and Beis Hillel says, mevi'im shlomim ve'seimchin aleihen. The whole machlokes is only b'shalmei chagiga. That's only regarding the shalmei chagiga, that both agree that since it's the Yom Tov that requires you to bring the Chagiga, you can bring it on Yom Tov. And the Machlekes is only, what's with the Smicha? Can you do the Smicha before Yom Tov or not? Lismeich, and that was the Machlekes, whether you can lean on the animal on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai say, you don't do the Smicha on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel say, you do. Va'oila Suriya Likoriv. There's also a Machlekes, says Ula, regarding the Oila Suriya. Not oilas nedava, the oila of the re'iyah, which means coming to see and be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a chiyuv to bring with you an oila when you come to the Beis HaMikdash. There the machlokes is not regarding smicha, because there the machlokes is regarding the likoriv, whether you're allowed to actually bring the korban on Yom Tov. The Beis Shammai Sovra, the Beis Shammai learned from a posuk that says, because if the posuk would say explicitly, bring the korban oila on Yom Tov proper, everybody would agree. It would be similar to Korban Tomid and Korban Musaf. If it's got to be this day, of course you can bring it. But they're actually arguing whether that's the case. Beis Shammai Sovri, Beis Shammai say that since it says in the Pasuk, V'chagoysim oysoim chag l'ashem shivas yomim b'ashono chukas oylem nadir oyseichem v'chodesh ha'shvi'it ha'chaygu oysoim. So Beis Shammai say, when it says in the Pasuk, V'chagoysim oysoim chag l'ashem, that means bring the Chagiga on Yom Tov. Chagiga in. Only the Korban Chagiga is allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Oila Suriya, however, the Korban Oila, which is not called a Chag, it's called an Oila, loy, that you cannot bring on Yom Tov, you'll bring that on Chol HaMoed. Or Beis Hillel Savra. Beis Hillel say no, it says V'chagoysem oisei Chag Lashem, that anything that is brought Lashem, for Hashem, can be brought on Yom Tov. Kol de Lashem, anything that's brought to Hashem, including a korban oila suriya, is allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Aval, says Ula, however, nedorim unedavois, if it's korbonis, which are just, he's just volunteered to bring them, but he wasn't chayev to bring them, the Yom Tov didn't require him to bring them, nedorim unedavois, animals that he vowed to bring or donated, divrei hakel, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, ain kraven be Yom Tov, they cannot be brought on Yom Tov, and this is also shalmei nedava and also oilas nedava. irrespective of Oilo or Shlomim, you're not allowed to bring the korban on Yom Tov proper, since it's not a Yom Tov related korban, and therefore you're not allowed to bring them. V'chein Omer of Adabar Ava, Nadorim and Nadovis in Kraven B'Yom Tov. Rav Adabar Ava, as Ula, they said that across the board, B'Sham and B'Selel agree, Nadorim and Nadovis are not allowed to be brought on Yom Tov proper, irrespective of whether they are Shlomim or Oilo. That's how Ula explained our Mishnah. And the one thing that we'll try and get this a little bit clear before, in order not to get confused with the next Gemara. Everybody's going to agree that Oilas Nadova, number one, it's an Oila. There's nothing to be gained and benefited from this korban on Yom Tov because you cannot eat any part of it. Number two, it's not the Yom Tov that was the cause of this korban, and therefore everybody agrees there's going to be no discussion about that, that Oilas Nadova cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Regarding Oilas Re'ia, which is the korban Oilo you bring for coming to see and be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's going to be that in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes b'shamay and b'shilel. B'shamay say no, b'shilel say yes, and there's no machlokes about that. That means there's the machlokes b'shilel b'shamay, there's nothing to argue about. The Shalmei, regarding the Shlomim, which number one, Shlomim, part of it is eaten. Number two, regarding the Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, let's speak about the Shalmei Chagiga. There, everybody agrees you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. There was just a machlekes b'shilel and b'shamay regarding doing the smicha, do you do it on Yom Tov or not? What's going to get a little bit complicated is the Shalmei Nedova, Shlomim, which is a Nedova, which means that it wasn't the Yom Tov, it wasn't Shalmei Chagiga, it wasn't Shalmei Simcha, it was just a Nedorim and Nedovis. So on the one hand, you can eat it on Yom Tov. On the other hand, it's a korban that didn't have to be brought on Yom Tov, and it wasn't even Yom Tov associated. So there, what we've seen till now, Ula said, and Rav Adabar Ava said, that Shammai and B'Shilel both agree, you cannot bring a Shalmei Nedova on Yom Tov. But this is going to be the machlokes. We're going to find that in one opinion seems to say that B'Shilel hold that you're allowed to bring not only, that you're allowed to bring a Shalmei Nedova even on Yom Tov. And that's where it's going to get a little bit complicated, and that's what's going to be a discussion here. Meisvei Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozo. Reb Shimon ben Elozo has a different understanding of the machlokes b'Shammai and b'Shilel. Loi nechluku b'Shammai and b'Shilel, according to Reb Shimon ben Elozo, where are b'Shammai and b'Shilel arguing? Al oilo she'eino shel Yom Tov, she'eino kreva b'Yom Tov. That means they're not arguing on Oilas Nedova. As we said before, Oilas Nedova, everybody agrees you can bring on Yom Tov. That Oilas Nedova, she'eino shel Yom Tov, not Oilas Re'ia. Oilas Nedova, there's no machlekes. You cannot bring it on Yom Tov. She'eino kreva b'Yom Tov. Ve'al Shlomim she'eim shel Yom Tov. And to the other extreme, Shlomim, which is a Yom Tov associated Shlomim, namely the Korban Chagiga and the Korban Shalmei Simcha, she'kreivim b'Yom Tov, they can be brought on Yom Tov. Everybody agrees with that. B'Shammai and B'Shilel. He doesn't go into doing the smicha. He's discussing bringing the Korban, and as we said, everybody agrees with that. Al ma nechluku? Where are B'Shammai and B'Shilel arguing? Al oilo shehi shel Yom Tov. When on the one hand it's an oilo, there's nothing to eat on it, but on the other hand, it's Yom Tov associated. There it's a machlekes. It's called Oilas Re'ia. And there is a machlekes. And so far we saw in the Mishnah already, Ula already explained that way, that B'Shammai and B'Shilel are arguing by Oilas Re'ia. And as we saw, Ula said they're arguing on how to learn the Pasuk, V'chagoysem Oisei Chag Lashem. But here are the big words that are going to be our issue. V'al Shlomim She'enom Shel Yom Tov. That the Shlomim, which are not Yom Tov related, is Shalmei Nedova. These words, these Val Shlomim She'enom Shel Yom Tov, Reb Shimon ben Elozo holds, there's also a machlokes. She'b'Shammai Umrim Lo Yovi, B'Shammai say that you do not bring a Shalmei Nedova on Yom Tov, or B'Shilel Umrim Yovi, B'Shilel say you can bring a Shalmei Nedova, there is what to eat on it, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon ben Elozo, B'Shilel holds, you can even bring Shalmei Nedova. And this is very much not like Ula said. Ula said that Nadorim or Nadova is Divrei Hakel Ein Kreivim B'Yom Tov, that Shlomim, which are Shalmei Nedova, you cannot bring even on Yom Tov, even though it's a Shlomim. That is the question on that. That is the question of the Gemara. That according to Reb Shimon ben Elozo seems to be not like not like Ulla's explanation or Ulla's understanding of Bais Hillel. Answers the Gemara. It's going to be two answers in the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Teretz ve'ema hocha om Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We're going to tweak what Reb Shimon ben Elazar said a little bit. We're going to assume he said something a little bit different. And if we change what Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, it will actually conform with what we said before, that Bais Hillel and Bais Shammai both agree that Shalmei Nedava cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Loi nechluku Bais Shammai Bais Hillel al oila. We're adding an extra word here. Ushlamim. Not only Oila, also Shlomim, She'enom Shel Yom Tov. If they are either Oilas Nedava or Shalmei Nedava, She'en Kraven B'Yom Tov, everybody agrees you cannot bring them on Yom Tov. Ve'al Shlomim She'en Shel Yom Tov. And this is like we saw before, that Shlomim, which are Yom Tov associated, either Shalmei Chagiga or Shalmei Simcha, She'kraven B'Yom Tov, they are brought on Yom Tov. Al Ma'a Nechluku, where they're arguing, Al Oila She'i Shel Yom Tov, not Oila Ushlomim. Just Oilashi Shel Yom Tov, the Oila Sereiya, as we saw before, Je Bishama Imrim Lo Yovi, the Bisele Lo Imrim Yovi. So that was one way of answering the question by changing what Reb Shimon ben Elazar actually said, and then there's no contradiction. The second answer, Reb Yosef Omer. Reb Yosef says a different, he says, I've got no issue with it. It's true that Ulla explained our Mishnah that according to Beis Shammai and Bais Hillel, Oilas Shalmei Nedava cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Reb Shimon ben Elazar understood that Bais Hillel says Shalmei Nedava can be brought on Yom Tov. What are you getting so carried away with? I'll find you that there's another Braisa, because the question is not on Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who was a Tana. The question is on Ulla. How can Ulla, who's an Amoira, explain the Mishnah as if it's clear that according to Bais Hillel, Shalmei Nedava cannot be brought, when Reb Shimon ben Elazar clearly said otherwise? The answer is going to be, there's another Braisa that argues with Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And according to that second Braisa, we're going to see explicitly that even according to Bais Hillel, Shalmei Nedava cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So Ulla will indeed not be following Reb Shimon ben Elazar's understanding of Bais Hillel, but will be following a different Braisa. And that's okay. Tanoi, it's actually Machleik. Rav Yosef says, Tanoi shoklus mi alma. Have you removed the concept of a Machleikus Tanoim from the world? Have you just removed a different Tanoim? A different Tana, not like Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Tanoi, it's actually going to be a Machleikus Tanoim. The Tani we learned in a Braisa, Shlomim Aboy Machmas Yom Tov B'Yom Tov, which is Shalmei Simcha and Shalmei Chagiga. Bais Shammai Omrim Soim Mechaleim. Bais Shammai say, not only can you bring the Korban, but you can also do a Smicha, which is the same as Ulla said in our Mishnah. Bais Shammai say you cannot do smicha on Yom Tov. You can do smicha only on erev Yom Tov. V'sheichatam b'Yom Tov, and you can shech them on Yom Tov, as we saw before. Bais Hillel omrim. Bais Hillel agree that you can shech the korban, but they argue regarding smicha, and they say soimich aleihem b'Yom Tov. Not only can you shech the korban on Yom Tov, you can also do smicha on Yom Tov. So far, this brisa is exactly like Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, and exactly like Reb Shimon ben Elazar didn't discuss the smicha, but exactly like it says in our Mishnah, as Ulla explained it. V'sheichatam b'Yom Tov, Bais Hillel say you can do smicha on Yom Tov and shech them on Yom Tov. Aval nedarim u'nedavis, but regarding nedarim u'nedavis, he's talking here about the shlomim, divrei hakil ein kraven b'Yom Tov. Bais Hillel agrees to Bais Shammai, and everybody agrees you cannot bring them on Yom Tov, which is like Ulla said when he explained our Mishnah. So it's true that according to the original version of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Bais Hillel say Shalmei Nedava can be brought on Yom Tov. In this Braisa, it says clearly that not. And Ulla was following this Braisa. Continues the Gemara. V'hani Tanoi, Kihani Tanoi, we just brought a Machloikas Tanoi between Reb Shimon ben Elazar and this second Braisa, whether according to Bais Hillel, one is allowed to bring Shalmei Nedava on Yom Tov or not. It's actually going to be Kihani Tanoi. It's going to be similar. It seems to be similar to two Tanoim in the following Braisa. And we're first going to learn this Braisa. It's going to seem somewhat cryptic. The Braisa is actually going to be split into six parts. And immediately following the Braisa, the Gemara is going to explain each of the six parts of this Braisa. And at some point, it will become clear that there's a machleikas in this Braisa whether Shalmei Nedava can be brought on Yom Tov, similar to the Machleikas Tanoim we just learned. Let's see the Braisa inside. Part number one. Ein Mevi'im Toida b'chag ha-matzis. One's not allowed to bring a korban toida on Pesach. Mipnei chometz shebo, because the part of the korban toida is chometz, and you clearly cannot bring that on Pesach. Part two, v'loy ba'atzeres, you cannot bring a korban toida. A korban toida happens to be nedarim u'nedavos. It's not something which is a chiyuv from which the yomtiv is mechayev. V'loy ba'atzeres mipnei shehu yomtiv. Since it's yomtiv, you cannot bring a korban toida, because Sukkos and Pesach, they have a chol hamoed as well. Shavuos is only yomtiv. So the Brayis is saying you cannot bring a korban toida even on Shavuos. I don't know about even, but also on Shavuos, which is a yomtiv, because nedarim and nedavos cannot be brought on yomtiv. And this is already, we're getting a feeling that there's an opinion here that is holding that shalmei nedava, which is similar to this korban toida, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Part 3. Aval mevi odom toidosoi b'chag ha-sukkos. On chol ha-moed sukkos, which is not Yom Tov, it's chol ha-moed, it's not Pesach, there's no issue of chometz. On chol ha-moed sukkos, you can bring a korban toida. Part 4. Reb Shimon Omer, that was the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer, Hare, and it's very cryptic, and we're going to have to see in the Gemara what Reb Shimon means. Reb Shimon Omer, Harei Hu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Sholish Pa'omim Bashono Yeroe Kol Zuchurcho Es Pnei Hashem Elikecho Bamokim Ashi Yivchor. 3 times a year, you should, all the males should come to the Beis HaMikdash to see and be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara, then the Pasuk goes and specifies, B'chag HaMatzos, on Pesach, U'b'chag HaShavuos and on Shavuos, U'b'chag HaSukkos and on Sukkos, V'lo Yeroe Es Pnei Hashem Reikom. You shouldn't come empty-handed. And the psukim before this pasuk is making it very clear that we're talking about these yomim tovim. The question is, why does the pasuk have to again specify b'chag ha-matzos u'b'chag ha-shavuos u'b'chag ha-sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos? It's as if to tell us some sequence. We'll see in the Gemara. So Reb Shimon says, since it says in the pasuk b'chag ha-matzos u'b'chag ha-shavuos u'b'chag ha-sukkos, there's something in common between them. Kol shebo b'chag ha-matzos, anything that the literal translation is anything that is brought on Pesach, bo b'chag ha-shavuos u'b'chag ha-sukkos, is brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. The kol sheloi bo b'chag ha-matzos, anything that is not brought on Pesach, eine bo b'chag ha-shavuos u'b'chag ha-sukkos, is not brought on Shavuos or Sukkos. And the Gemara is going to have to explain this. Part 5, Reb Elozer b'Reb Shimon Omer, it's the third opinion in this braisa. Mevi odom toidosoi b'chag ha-sukkos. You can bring a korban toida on Sukkos. And just in order to, we shouldn't get confused, the Gemara is going to ask, we already saw before, Aval mevi odom toidosoi b'chag ha-sukkos, what's he adding or arguing with the Tanakama? And the answer is going to be that the Tanakama says you can bring a korban toida on chol ha-moed Sukkos, not on Sukkos proper. Reb Elozer ben Reb Shimon is saying you can bring a korban toida even on Sukkos proper, on Yom Tov. And this is going to be the opinion who holds that, similar to Reb Shimon ben Elozer that we saw before, that according to Bez Hillel, you can bring Shalmei Nedova on Yom Tov. And this is what the Gemara meant, Hani Tanoi ki Hani Tanoi. Tanakama says that you can only bring korban toida on chol ha-moed, and according to Reb Elozer ben Reb Shimon, you can bring it even on Yom Tov. But let's continue. Reb Elozer ben Reb Shimon, v'yotze bo yodei chivosei mishum simcha ve'in yotze bo mishum chagiga. As we explained before, shalmei simcha just means make sure you have meat to eat for the simcha. If you have other korbonis, then that's fine. Even if those other korbonis is something that you had to bring, because you had committed yourself to bring it, and now those korbanos have to be brought because of your commitment, that doesn't matter. You've got the meat. You can use it for the simcha. You don't need to bring and offer up extra shalmei simcha. However, chagiga, that's not just make sure you have meat to be besimcha. Chagiga, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga. And the rule is, anything that you have a requirement that you have to bring a certain korban, You have to bring it from Chulin. You have to bring it from your own personal money. You can't just, by the way, use money that's been set aside for something else and say, I'll use it for both together. Now, you can't say, oh, I need to bring a Korban Toida, for example. You know, I'll use the Korban Toida for my Korban Chagiga as well. That you can't do. Because Korban Chagiga is Korban Chagiga. Korban Toida is Korban Toida. They're two different requirements. However, regarding the Shalmei Simcha, it doesn't matter. You have a Korban Toida. By all means, eat the Korban Toida. You'll have your Simcha. So that's what the Braisa finishes off here and says, V'yotze bo yidei chivasei mishum simcha. If you have a Korban Toida, you can use it for Simcha and you don't need to bring an extra Korban Shalmei Simcha. V'in yotze bo mishum chagiga, but you cannot use the Korban Chagiga to help you to fulfill your requirement of bringing the Korban Chagiga, because there's an independent requirement, bring a Korban Chagiga. So those are the six parts of the Braisa. And now the Gemara is going to discuss them in sequence. Omer Mar, the first part of the Braisa. The Braisa started, Ein Mevi'im Toida B'chag HaMatzos Mipnei Chometz Shebo. You cannot bring a Korban Toida on Pesach because it's Chometz, says the Gemara Pshita. That goes without saying. Why would the Braisa have to tell that to us? Everybody knows you're not allowed to have any benefit from Chometz on Pesach. You certainly can't make the Chometz and you bring a Korban of Chometz on Pesach. Omer of Ada Breit of Yitzchok V'Omri Lor of Shmuel Bar Ada. It's not clear who said this. Hocha, the Braisa is not talking about Pesach itself. Of course you can't bring a Korban Toida on Pesach. When the Braisa says that Ein Mevi'in Toida B'Chag HaMatzos, you know what Chag HaMatzos means? Barbo Osar Oskinon. We're talking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach in the morning, you want to bring a Korban Toida? No, you can't. Why? Ukasavar Ein Mevi'in Kochim L'Beis HaPsul. Because you're only allowed to eat chometz on Erev Pesach for 4 hours. Normally a Korban Toida is eaten a whole day. A day and a night. But over here, because it's Erev Pesach, from the fourth hour and from after the fourth hour, you can't eat it anymore. Which means there's going to be breads that are going to be left over. What's going to happen to them? They're going to become noisar. When they're noisar, they have to be put to the Beis HaPsul. They have to be destroyed. Ein mevi'in kochim lebeis HaPsul. We don't do anything that's going to cause us to ultimately not be able to eat the korban in time and bring it to the Beis HaPsul. So now we've understood the first part of the braisa. So let's move to the second part. You cannot bring a korban toida on Shavuos. On Shavuos, there's no problem of chometz. On the contrary, there's a korban of chometz on Shavuos as well, the shteh alechem. You can't bring a korban toida on Shavuos. Why? Kosova, this is one of the very important parts of the braisa, which is why the Gemara brought this braisa here. Nedorim unedovis ein kravim b'yomtiv. This follows what Ullah said in the name of Bez Hillel, that Shalmei Nedova are not brought on Yom Tov. And Shavuos is only Yom Tov, there's no Chol HaMoed. You cannot bring a Korban Toida on Shavuos. Section 3 of the Braisa. Aval mevi odom toidosei b'chag HaSukkos. On Sukkos you can bring a Korban Toida. And now the Gemara is going to discuss this. Amos, when on Sukkos? What are we talking about? Ilem b'Yom Tov atzmoi. Are you suggesting you can bring it on Yom Tov proper, on Sukkos? You just now said you cannot bring a Korban Toida on Shavuos because you cannot bring Nedarim and Nedavis on Yom Tov. Well, Yom Tov proper of Sukkos would be no different. Elo, it must be B'chole Shel Moed. Now, when it says in the Braisa that you can bring a Korban Toida on Sukkos, it means on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, by all means, you can bring any Korban you want. That's the Tanakhama. Continues the Braisa, fourth section of the Braisa, Reb Shimon Oymer. The opinion of Reb Shimon, Harei Oymer, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. And he said these cryptic words, that from the fact that the Pasuk explicitly mentioned, seemingly unnecessarily, the Pasuk mentioned Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, to teach us that Kol Shebo B'chag HaMatzos, anything that can be brought on Pesach, can be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. Anything that cannot be brought on Pesach. And at this point in the Gemara, we assume that it means Nedarim or Nedavis, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Cannot be brought on Shavuos, nor can it be brought on Sukkos, even on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. You cannot bring it. And this, the Gemara is going to have a big problem with that. If that's how you're understanding Reb Shimon, that Nedarim and Nedaves cannot be brought, not only on Yom Tov, but also on Chol HaMoed cannot be brought. Well, why not? There's melachos that are much further removed than bringing a Korban Shlomim or Korban Toida, Nedarim and Nedaves, and you allow them to do it on Chol HaMoed. Why would you not allow a person to bring such a Korban on Chol HaMoed? Maskif lo Rav Zeira. Hashta silusei musaltinon, if you're allowed to gather woods, even the woods that are attached to the ground, and you can sever them from the ground, which is one of the melachas, you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov if you need to prepare food. Nedarim unadavis miboya? Would there be any issue with bringing nedarim unadavis on Chol HaMoed of any Yom Tov of Sukkos? It can't be. And if you can bring Nedarim and Nedaves, then what does Reb Shimon mean when Reb Shimon says, Kol sheloi ba b'chag ha-matzois, einei ba b'chag ha-shvois u'b'chag ha-sukkos? Omer Abaya is telling you, is going to explain to us Reb Shimon, and says we're not discussing your permission to bring a korban on Yom Tov. Ba'akrova kule alma loy pligi d'shori, everybody agrees, Nedarim and Nedaves can be brought on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, any korban on Chol HaMoed Pesach, as long as it's not chametz. So then, what's the argument? Reb Shimon seems to be arguing with the Tanna Kamma, whereas the Tanna Kamma says Mevi Adam Teidasei B'Chag HaSukkos. Reb Shimon says no. We compare Sukkos to Pesach, and anything that cannot be brought on Pesach cannot be brought on Sukkos. He says he's coming to teach us a completely different halacha. The key pligi where they're arguing Lemei Kamolei B'Bal Ta'achir. We know there's a halacha. If a person commits himself to bring a korban, he's got to bring it within a certain time span. And if he doesn't bring it within that time span, he's transgressed the avera called bal ta'achir, do not delay. And as we're going to see, there's a number of opinions as to how to calculate the amount of time you have in order to bring your korban before you've transgressed bal ta'achir. So that's going to be the discussion here. Tanna Kamma Sovar. The Tanna Kamma hold, Shalosh Regalim Omer Achmona. The Pasuk says, make sure to bring your korbanos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Afilo Shaloika Sidron, when have you transgressed the Shalosh, when have you transgressed Bal Ta'achir? When have you done the avera of delaying too much? Is after the passage of three Yomim Tovim. It doesn't matter what the order is. The order is always going to be the same. The year goes round. But it doesn't matter when you started. It doesn't matter if you became chayav, if you committed yourself to bring a korban before Pesach, or before Shavuos, or before Sukkos, it doesn't matter. As long as three Yomim Tovim have passed, once, after you've become chayav in the korban, you've already been through a Pesach, a Shavuos, a Sukkos, it doesn't matter which one was first, second, or third, that's when you're over on Bal Ta'achir, according to Tanna Kamma. Reb Shimon Sovar, Reb Shimon says, Kesidron in Shaloi Kesidron Loi. And the reason, and the way we have to learn the Braisa is like this. That when Reb Shimon said, Kol Shebo B'Chag HaMatzois, Bo B'Chag HaShavuos U'B'Chag HaSukkos, he means as follows. Kol Shebo B'Chag HaMatzois, any type of korban that you already chayev to bring it before Pesach, you have to bring it before the following Sukkos, because you'll have a Pesach, and then a Shavuos, and then a Sukkos. Because there was already a Chiyuv before Pesach, Pesach is the first Yom Tov after your commitment is already there, and therefore it's in order. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, in order. As soon as you get to the end of Sukkos, if you haven't brought your korban, you've transgressed Bal Ta'achir. Kol sheloi bo b'chag ha-matzis. Any requirement that when Pesach, this Pesach, whichever Pesach we're talking about, you were not yet chayev. For example, that you only became chayev in this korban, you only committed yourself to bring this korban after Pesach. What's the first Yom Tov you're going to meet? Shavuos. The next one, Sukkos. Says Reb Shimon, you're only chayev bal ta'achir when you've been through a Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos in that order. So if you only became chayev after Pesach, when are you going to transgress Bal Ta'achir? Only a whole year later. You're going to go through a... If after Pesach you became chayev, when are you going to be chayev? If after Pesach you became chayev to bring your korban, when will you be chayev Bal Ta'achir? You have a Shavuos, and then a Sukkos, and now you start your cycle in order. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Only a year and a half later, after Sukkos, that means you're only chayev after Sukkos, providing that you've already been chayev with the Pesach and the Shavuos before it. So if you became Chayev before Pesach, the following Sukkos is the time. If you became Chayev after Pesach, it's only a year and a half later. And that's what Rav Shimon was coming to impress by saying what he said here. And there's nothing to do with, are you allowed to bring Nedarim or Nedavos on Chol HaMoed? He agrees that you are. So that's how we understand Rav Shimon. Now let's move on to the fifth section of the Braisa. Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon Oymer, Mevi Odom Toidosoi b'chaga Sukkos. You can bring a korban toida on Sukkos. Now the Gemara is asking Amos, when on Sukkos are you talking about? Are you suggesting that you're telling me that I can bring a korban toida on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Hainu Tanakama, the Tanakama already said this. Avol Mevi Odom Toidosoi b'chaga Sukkos. Elo b'Yom Tov, it must be speaking about Yom Tov proper, as we explained before. Kosova, because he holds that Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon holds that Nedarim or Nedavos craving b'Yom Tov. So here we see clearly that according to the Tanna Kamma, Nedarim or Nedavos ain't craving b'Yom Tov, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, Nedarim or Nedavos craving b'Yom Tov. And this is what the Gemara meant before, Hani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. The Machlokes here in this Braisa is similar to the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the other Braisa as to whether, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring Shalmei Nedava on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara that if, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon in this Braisa, who says that Mevi Adam Teidosei B'chaga Sukkos means on Yom Tov proper, if so, what Sukkos got to do with it? We understand Sukkos is different to Pesach and Shavuos, because Shavuos has no Chol HaMoed, and Pesach, you're not allowed Chometz. But if you're talking about Yom Tov proper, you could have said Shavuos for the same price. You're allowed to bring a korban toida on Yom Tov, not only on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, because he holds Nedarim and Nedavos craving be Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon letamei. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon following his own opinion. D'tanya, we learned in another brisa, Rabbi Shimon oimir, lo yoimar, the pasuk didn't have to say Chag HaSukkos. The pasuk we mentioned before didn't have to mention that Chag HaSukkos, Sheboy HaKosav Medaber, because the pasuk was talking about Sukkos. Lo mo nemar, so why does the pasuk mention Sukkos? Loimar Shazeh Achrin. Rav Shimon holds, and this is similar to the way we explained Rav Shimon in the Braisa earlier on this Omid, Rav Shimon holds, when have you transgressed Baal Ta'achir? Only when you've had three Yomim Toivim, Sukkos being the last of them. Which means that if you became Chayev after Pesach, then after you've been through Shavuos and then Sukkos, you haven't yet had a Pesach, because you only became Chayev after Pesach. And once you've gone through the next Pesach, you've had now all three, but Sukkos was not the last one. Pesach was the last one. And we said, Rav Shimon says, you have to wait until Sukkos is the last one. So if you only became Chayev after Pesach to bring the Korban, you'll only be Chayev Baal Ta'achir when you've passed a Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Because only then Sukkos will be following a Pesach and a Shavuos. The Pasuk is trying to teach us by Baal Ta'achir that Sukkos is the time when you're going to be Chayev, but it must be that you've had three before, you've had two others, it must be this is the third. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, this is the Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon we're looking for. Loimar Shazeh Goyrim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon has a very different opinion. We saw before the Tanna Kamma say, three Yomim Tovim have passed, you're over Baal Ta'achir. It doesn't matter which one was first, second, or third. Rabbi Shimon says, three have to pass, but Sukkos has to be the last of them. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it doesn't matter when you became Chayev. Sukkos, that's when you're over Baal Ta'achir. Even if you became Chayev to bring a korban on Erev Sukkos, if you didn't bring that korban by the end of Sukkos, you've already transgressed Baal Ta'achir. And that's why, coming back to this Braisa, Rabbi Elazar said at the end of the Braisa, that mevi adam toidosei b'chag HaSukkos, that a person can, why is he saying that you can bring a korban toida on Yom Tov proper of Sukkos? To impress on us that it's the Sukkos itself, even if he hasn't had any Yomim Tovim before Sukkos, that he's already been Chayev this korban. If he doesn't bring it over Sukkos, he's going to be Chayev for Baal Ta'achir. And now the sixth and last statement in that Braisa, V'yotza bo mishum simcha v'ein yotza bo mishum chagiga, that you can use the korban toida to, in the place of Shalme Simcha. If you have the Toida, you don't need to bring Shalme Simcha. But you cannot use the Korban Toida in place of or together with to help you fulfill your Korban Chagiga. Says the Gemara Pshita. What's the Braisa coming to tell us? This is a very basic concept. We know that Dovah Shebechayva, that since the Korban Chagiga is mandatory, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. It's not like Shalme Simcha that you only have to bring those Korbanos if you don't have meat with which to have Simcha. Chagiga is mandatory in its own right. You have to bring a Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov. Anything, any korban, any chiyuv that's mandatory, has to be brought from chulin. You cannot fulfill that requirement whilst fulfilling a different requirement at the same time. So of course, if you have to bring a korban toida, then of course you cannot use it and say, I want the korban toida to also be a chagiga. So what's the braisa coming to tell us? Answers the Gemara, loy, it's not so straightforward. Tzricha d'afal gav d'porish. What happens if this person, it's true that if he separated a Korban Toida, and now comes Yom Tov, he says, you know what, I'll use the Korban Toida for Korban Chagiga. No. That, of course, it goes without saying that that would not work. But what happens if he says initially, I am now separating and dedicating this animal for a Korban Toida, and with the intentions he adds on, I want it to be used also as a Chagiga on Yom Tov. That's already not so straightforward. Maybe it's like a type of a condition. Maybe the condition works. Maybe I may have entertained the idea that he can use it for Korban Chagiga. No, says the Braisa, you cannot use the Korban Toida for the Korban Chagiga, even if you expressly and explicitly said it. Could the boy mean Reb Shimon ben Lakish from Reb Yechanon? Because Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reb Lakish actually asked Reb Yechanon, Ha'oimer hare olai toida. If somebody says, I'm committed to bring a Korban Toida, and afterwards he adds, Ve'etze bo'idei chagiga. And I want to, with that Korban Toida, to fulfill my requirement of the Korban Chagiga. Or a different case, asks Reb Lakish to Reb Yechanon, Hareini nozir. I want to commit myself to be a nozir. Ve'agaleach, and I'll then, at the end of the nazirus term, I have to he has to shave off his hair. We learn about that in Maseches Nozir, Emir Tzashem. And the korbonis that I have to bring post-nazirus will be Mimois Maisesheni. I have coins of Maisesheni that I need to take to Yerushalayim to buy food with it. I'll buy with it the korbonis of the nazirus, and I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll use the money of Maisesheni instead of just buying foods and enjoying it and using chulin money for the korbonis of the nazirus. I'll use the same money of Maisesheni for those korbonis. Mahu, what's the halacha? That was what Reb Lakish asked Reb Yechanon. Omalei, Reb Yechanon said to Reb Lakish, number one, nodur. When it comes to the Korban Toida, since the first words he said was Hare Olai Toida, I am committed to bring a Korban Toida, as those words left his mouth, that's it. We have a rule regarding Hekdesh, Amira Lekavoya Kamasira Lehedyot. We're not going into that now, but we'll learn about that more in Maseches Kedushin in Mirat Hashem. But a person who makes that commitment, it's binding and valid straight away. Ve'eino yetzer, but he cannot use it for the chagiga because the extra clause that he added on, ve'etzi bo'idei chagiga. No, that doesn't work. The chagiga is a choiv, it's mandatory, and you have to bring it from independent money. And similarly, regarding the nozir, if he said, hareini nozir, then he's a nozir. His words are binding. Ve'eino megaleach, and then after he shaves his hair, and he has to bring his korbanos, he cannot use the money of Maisa Sheini for them. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan clearly said to Rabbi Yochanan Reb Yochanan said to Reb Lakish that you cannot use a toida for a chagiga, even if he said it explicitly. And that is what the end of the braisa is coming to impress on us, that v'yotza bo yidei chivasei mishum simcha v'ein yotza bo mishum chagiga. Hahu gavra, there was this person who thought he was going to die, and we're going to learn later on in Shas that when a person makes a statement regarding his possessions and the ownership of his possessions, then there's certain leniencies and differences regarding how we relate to them. But either way, there was this person, Omar Luhu, he thought he was dying. He wanted to say wanted to make some things clear regarding his possessions, and he said two things. He said, number one, Havu le arba mea zuz le ployni, give 400 zuz to Ployni, to Mr. Whoever. And also, Velinsiv Brati, and he should marry my daughter. Okay, he made two statements. So Omar of Papa, Rav Papa said that number one, arbo me'o shokil. Number one, he said, give the money to him. You have to give it to him. Regarding his daughter, ubrate, you can't force him to marry your daughter. If he wants to marry your daughter's his. Says the Gemara, tama de Omar, the only reason that that's true, that you give that person the money, irrespective of whether he marries the daughter, is because the Omar, he first said, havule. First he said, give him the money. And only afterwards he said, v'lintziv, he should marry my daughter. Avali Omar, but if he said it the other way around, lintziv, he should marry my daughter, v'havule, and give him the money, in that case, it's different. Inosiv shokil, only it's like a condition. It's not, give him the money, and also I want him to marry my daughter. No, it's, if he marries my daughter, I'll give him the money. Inosiv shokil, if he marries the daughter, he'll take the money. V'ilainosiv loy shokil. And this is related to what we said before, that if he says, Hare olai toida, he says, I want to bring a korban toida, and then he says, I want to be yotze with it, the chagiga, v'etze boidei chagiga, then we separate the two, and we say, Hare ninozi, Hare olai toida, that applied. And then the etze boidei chagiga, that, not necessarily, that you can't, as we said before. The same with the nozir. He first said, Hare ninozir, and then he said, V'agaleach mimoiz maisa sheni, so we can separate the two. Had he said it the other way around, had he said explicitly that only if I can use this animal for chagiga, I'm going to use it as a toida as well, then that wouldn't work, because it wouldn't. Then the animal will not be a toida, because you cannot use it for chagiga. Then it's explicit that he's conditioned his words to being able to use a toida for chagiga, and that wouldn't work. Continues the Gemara, Yosef Marema, b'ko'oma lo shmeita m'shmeida nafshei. Marema, he said over this whole discussion, the question that Rosh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, he said it as if it was his own question. And Rabbi Yochanan, who gave the answer, he said it as if it was his own answer. Omale Ravina le Marema. Ravina said to Marema, atun hochim asnitulu. You say it over in the way that you've said it over, in your own name. Anam, but we heard it, k'deboi m'nei Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, masninon lo. We learned that the tradition we have is that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the question, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan answered. And the Miritz Hashem in the next year, we're going to continue from here, and we're going to go back to the topic of being able to do smicha, to lean on the animal for the korban on Yom Tov.